Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Your host, Paula Vale. I just want to welcome everyone. Thank you for joining me. It's just so fantastic, the listeners I have. I love your emails. I love your sharing. And I'm so honored to share so many amazing guests. I can't wait for you to hear our guest today. He is just amazing. I have with us David Bransky. He is a board-certified alpha bioticist who's performed alpha biotics to more than 100 people each week since 2008. And he is going to share information about this with us. It's so exciting. And I'm just so happy. So first off, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm so honored. This is just so exciting. I'm so anxious to hear more about what you do. Before we start discussing what Alpha Biotics is, please give us a bit of your background and what brought you to where you are on your path today.
Well, I was in the motorcycle field before this, so nothing close to thinking of doing anything like this type of work. But many motorcyclists out there, they have a fall or two, and I've always felt off kilter. And a friend of mine who I rode motorcycles with on the weekend did this line of work. And while explaining it to me, I found it to be quite interesting. I thought it was a very different approach than the other modalities that I was used to hearing or seeing. And when I experienced this process, this alignment, I very quickly just was drawn to it. I was more and more interested in the benefits that it provided. In a short amount of time, I decided to go to school for it, learned it from the family themselves who had created this process. I located in Dallas, Texas, and it's been almost 10 years of me doing this work full time.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Well, tell us, David, what is Alpha Biotics and why is it relevant?
It's explaining it and the experience of it are different. For sure, they are different. To better understand really what Alpha Biotics is and the relevance to all of your listeners out there, it's the better way to understand what exactly stress is and what it does to us. So first and foremost, stress, we are stimulus energetic beings. We're more than just a physical piece of me. And so if we look at ourselves in an energetic stimulus way, the main component that helps us run, operate the way that we are is our brain. So when we go through a traumatic experience, we're hardwired to do what's called fight or flight. Another term is faint or freeze. So it's survival technique that we all have developed over many, many generations. And so the problem in itself isn't how we respond to stress. It's more about us staying in that response for too long at a time. So if you can envision yourself split right down the middle, each hemisphere controls the opposite side of your body. So there's a crossover that occurs. The right side of your brain controls the left side of your body, vice versa. And so the left side of your brain is the more analytical, linear, mathematical side. And the right brain is the more creative, artistic, intuitive side. And so there's this bridge in between these two hemispheres that connect, sharing information to one another. And when you're not stressed, when you're in harmony, the way that you are when you're born, everything is in balance. So your brain is in balance, indicating here that your body is also in balance. But if there is perceived danger, old primitive times, primitive hunter meeting a wild beast, they need to fight or flee, run away. So if you've ever watched any kind of boxing or any fighting stance, you'll see that that individual, that fighter, is off balance. They're favoring one side of the body over the other. And the problem is staying in that pervasive state, you're using your life energy in two ways, either inner-directed or outer-reactive. And so the problem today that many people are facing is that they're in a locked fight-or-flight state, a fear-based, protective, survivalistic mindset. And Alpha Biotics is an incredible way, it's a hands-on process that allows your system to essentially reset like a computer. When that happens, everybody has an innate intelligence, intuitive pattern that we all learn. And when that happens, our brain immediately balances and slows down to what's called alpha. And the body immediately responds with less tension throughout and turns on power to areas that have been shut down. Thus, you come back into harmony and gravity, harmony and balance with gravity. So you're functioning on all cylinders as the way you're supposed to, and you're no longer in this stress response.
So basically, it's just kind of a hands-on and a gentle head extension that reboots the central nervous system?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, as time goes on, this was developed about 100 years ago, and just like many things out there, there's an intuition where people kind of feel and figure out on how things work. Massage, you want to rub an area that is painful. I mean, acupuncture has been around for thousands and thousands of years using meridians. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of knowledge and intellect about our body. And all of this is helping your stimulus response to slow down. Meditation, long naps, everything to slow your system down. And so the way that we're able to perform this incredible alignment, hands-on, as you said before, it's a head extension. It is not an adjustment. There's no physical repositioning of your body, but it's a pattern interrupt because you're sending and receiving signals down your spine throughout, gathering information internally and externally, your environment. And so all this is doing is creating a high sensory interrupt, and the wisdom within you immediately rebalances and brings everything back into flow.
So is this energetic, David? Myself, I'm a Reiki practitioner, and so we do work with, you know, Reiki energy. And so is what you do, is that energy involved as well? Is it something you train for?
Yes, absolutely. So first and foremost, it is absolutely energetic, but there is a physical hands-on approach to it. They're finding, with quantum mechanics we've known for a long time, that the space in a human being in favor of matter is 200 million to one in favor of that space. So there's not a whole lot of matter to us in regards to the actual energy and thought and information in us. So the memories are always there, things that pop up after experiences. And what this is basically showing here is that stress is not a bad thing. There's also good stress. There's changes, there's challenges, different weather, changing your diet, falling in love. All of these things are changes, going on vacation. But the downfall is that your body just doesn't know how to deal with the stress appropriately. It only knows how to walk in this imbalanced state of being, which everybody is locked into. So if you look at a community of cells, they're all interacting, performing a task inside a person. There's 70 trillion cells in a person. That's a huge community.
Yes.
And there's only several billion of people on this planet. We can't all get along.
Yes.
We're fighting over this and that. So when there is disharmony, you know, there's an agitation, there's an imbalance energetically. And so the brain is pretty much central control, telling all the cells how to run, function, and operate once again, letting the system know everything is perfectly fine. There's no serious problem outside of us. So when the perception of the environment changes, so does our internal function. So Bruce Lipton's a cellular biologist, and really well known and bringing knowledge and awareness to people about what's called epigenetics, above the gene. And it was the theory really is that your genes is what controls the outcome of your disease and so forth. If your parents have a disease, then you're more likely to have the disease as well. And they're finding to this day and age, that's not necessarily the case. Small percentage, but very, very small. And so it's the belief about what you have in regards to what your family diseases are, or, you know, how you eat, or what you think of the environment, is what creates these more symptomatic disease-like problems that people are facing. They're in disharmony.
Yes. So, David, quick question. So part of, let me understand, what I'm feeling is what's necessary for us. Let's say every day, all of us, we may get a phone call. We may see something on TV or on the news or something happen that, oh my gosh, it brings in stress. And that is, you know, normal life. But would you say then that the key is not to hold that stress, to be able to let it go and come back to our balance?
Yes, absolutely. So I live in L.A. I'm born and raised here. And L.A., like many other metropolitan cities, there's just a lot of going on. Traffic, not enough time. You know, you probably have to interact with other people who are limited on time or energy or impatience. So it's much like a frog that you put into room temperature water. The frog is going to stay there, but if you slowly turn up the heat, the frog is going to attempt to endure dealing with the heat from the water. And at one point, it runs itself so ragged at the end, it has no energy to leap out. But if you put a frog into already boiling water, the reaction is so fast, it immediately leaps out. So it doesn't sit there and boil. What everybody is going through this day and age is they're just overstimulated. And so it's a wonderful thing in this day and age that people are looking for outside ways, natural ways, to come back to their own selves. The downfall is that in this day and age, especially with technology, it's hard to get grounded and stay grounded. So let's say, for example, I've worked with many people who have done meditation in their practice for many, many years. Buddhists, people who do yoga on a frequent basis, they can get into balance during that process. But the moment they stop that process, they immediately go out of balance because they have to go back out in the world. So they're not recovering as quickly as they are putting energy out in a go mode, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we're finding is that people that are in their 50s and 60s, you know, baby boomers is a huge population this day and age. And they're finding that the general medical industry doesn't help them with relief of stress. It's focusing on the symptomatic approach and relieving those kinds of illness or issues. But it doesn't give the individual life energy back in a way where they're able to rest and recover. And we know that we're self-healing, self-correcting, self-adjusting organisms. We're able to come back into balance on our own. We've proven this many, many times. It's just the downfall is helping people effectively come out of that stress response, which is what Alphabiotics is so capable of doing.
I love
it. Much
like
anything, it's grassroots, like yourself, radio shows and such, to let people experience the process, and we can prove it to them through a strength test. We can measure their body and how they're expressing imbalance. And in a 15 to 30 second process, bring about incredible corrective changes in an instant. So like with Reiki, it's very subtle energy, and it's wonderful work. The alignment that we do is done in, again, 15 to 30 seconds, so it's a very quick reset.
Oh,
the goal
I
is
love
the same,
it.
It's just a different result.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. So this is very much like a brain hemisphere imbalance, would you say, that we're working
very
with?
Very much so. Very
mm-hmm.
much so.
Explain
so,
that for us.
In evolution, so we have seven layers of brain function. You have a pre-amphibian, amphibian, pre-reptilian, reptilian, pre-mammalian, mammalian, and human, also called the neocortex. So when we're functioning on all cylinders, we're in balance. The brain uses all areas, and predominantly the outer rings. and the neocortex. So when we're dealing with changes and challenges, personal involvement like a divorce, financial problems, job-related challenges, we slip into this mid-level of brain function. And so that's all about survivalistic. It's emotional-based. It's not exactly the rational part of our brain anymore. And so we're finding even in this day and age, the way that social media works and everything else, when we get a text message, an email, a phone call, we're constantly getting hits of short-term dopamine releases. And when that happens, it's also telling the brain to create neural pathways in a way where there's immediate gratification. And so the goal of trying to achieve something long-term isn't reached as well. You know, the people aren't able to sustain relationships, not able to work out easier problems because they're just built up and they needed release. And any type of release would be a dopamine hit, so text messaging or anything similar to that, going on social media, Instagram, mm-hmm. that nature. So we're not grounded anymore. We're not coming back into this balance. We're easily distracted around us. And so these are wonderful examples of how, essentially, how stressed the environment is and how everything is speeding up and we're not adapting to that culture as fast as we used to be able to do many years ago.
Yes.
So
I love that. I mean, think about it. There is so much more stress now, David. You know, years past, we didn't have a cell phone. Once in a while, the house phone would ring, and, you know, it would just, everything was much slower. And now it's like keeping up with everything, and that's a stress.
It is. And studies show that unrelieved stress is the main problem to all diseases.
Wow,
so if you're able to help people come back into balance and sustain it longer periods of time, they're able to function without all of these kinds of common related issues that people see. So this is not designed to actually fix symptoms or anything of that nature. It's a byproduct of what happens when someone comes back into balance. And so this, what we're doing here is helping people empower themselves. So it's not me and my, you know, talented hands that gets a person into this better state. It's more of like I'm the facilitator of this incredible technique, but never taking power away from the individual as what many other kinds of medical industry or anything else does. It takes their power and their choice away. And what we're doing here is just helping people free up their mind, because mentally you will start to shift. There's a consciousness shift that occurs when you're maintaining this alignment. You're just not at the effect of all these things around you as much. You can see that there's still a problem. People are freaking out or not able to make decisions as clearly. You're just not at the effect of it as much. You're able to hold your field much better.
Yes, yes. So for the listeners out there, David, is there anything you can recommend for them as they listen today and then they're going to go about their day? Anything you can recommend to help them stay a little more grounded?
Absolutely. One is, if you're able to, get yourself 8 hours of decent sleep. You're turning off, do not have a television in the bedroom. Make sure the bedroom is really just for rest and recovery. If you have yourself a day job, you want to try and at least move around a little bit if you have yourself a desk job. Stay away from sugar and processed foods as much as possible. The closer that you get to the food that comes directly from the soil, from the earth, the better. Clean water and decent amount. Stay away from drugs and alcohol. That actually makes a very big difference. Because if you're a car, you have to make sure that the fuel that you're putting in your car is the right amount. So it's the same on that level.
Yes.
Stay away from toxic people. If you're not happy where you're at, make a list of things that you would like to change. Focus on the positive. Being honest about where you're at, what you're feeling, that's a big component. We don't like what we feel anymore, so we try and change how we feel. Mm-hmm. That's just avoidance. So feeling depressed or feeling angry or feeling things that you probably don't like feeling, when you surrender to them, you're a part of it and no longer as effective in. And so you're now just opening up a different area that you might have been shut down to, because everything is information and energy. The ego likes to separate the good and the bad. And the downfall is that every time we're going towards the light, we're pushing towards the positive, we're actually giving more power towards the negative. And both carry information and knowledge. So it's a different mindset. Being around like-minded people.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I love that. And I really believe the mindset that we ourselves put out there, we attract more of that kind of mindset. If we can stay positive, choose to be positive, we are going to bring more positive into our lives. Where if we're focused on the negative, I believe we bring more negative in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very true. it's certainly very true. Sometimes it could also be very difficult and hard, and you forget to be human beings, and then we make mistakes along the way.
Exactly.
So being gentle on ourselves really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it. I love it. Oh, this is just so fantastic, David. We are going to pop out for a commercial. So everyone, don't go away. David Bransky and I will be right back. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vail, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. Oh, I am just loving chatting today with David Bransky. I love hearing about the Alpha Biotics. Oh, it sounds so amazing. I'm so excited to just learn more and more about this. I would like to ask you, David, tell us about your Life Enhancement Studio and what you do there for your clients, and what goes on there.
I have several locations throughout. If you've ever been to Los Angeles, it's vast. It's a big place. So getting around can kind of be tough. It's an open room environment, and the ways that I have it set up are short business hours, and the volume is high. So because the process is so fast, it's very easy to get many people in a short amount of time. There's never a feeling of being rushed. And one of the things that I've done for myself with this studio, being one room, is that there was no privacy. And what I realized is how healing it is for those who come in. Oftentimes, they have a life where they're busy in their own world, and I do work with many different types of celebrities and people in the industry, and what I find is that when everybody comes together all for the same purpose during this alignment process, and afterwards, when you come back to balance, everything slows down. And what I find is that there's more of an interaction, and through this interaction, when everybody's getting aligned at the same time, it's very healing. It's nice to be witnessed through your process and to be supported, and vice versa. So it runs itself really smoothly. And I've been doing this since 2008, and I find that many people, when they decide to implement getting aligned on a regular basis, their body will simply tell them when they need to come in. And oftentimes it occurs around a week or 2 weeks. And it's probably one of the best jobs I've ever been. I would love for more people to get involved with it. In fact, we just opened up a school starting March this year in Nevada City, just outside of Tahoe. Other than that, the only location to learn this would be in Dallas, Texas. It's an 8-month program. It's done once a month, 3 days. And after that, once you're certified and your technique is consistent and you're able to understand and explain the work, you're able to help people in the best way possible. So it's a great service. And I have a presentation for anybody who's listening and who have family or that live in the Los Angeles area. In my Studio City location this Thursday, 16th of February, where you're able to experience the alignment firsthand.
I love it. I love it. Tell me, David, what would you say are the greatest benefits a person can experience through your alphabiotic process?
Well, most people come in for pain. Tangibly related issues. The goal, keep in mind, is that we're not helping people get out of pain. It's just a byproduct of when we come into balance. The benefits of seeing are really extraordinary, and it's more on a mental level than a physical, although most people come in for the physical first, and then once their body is in balance, they're less tense, and they're functioning much better the way they're supposed to. They're making different decisions in their lives. And this happens intuitively on their own. So there's no self-help programs that we have or anything of that nature. But what happens is you start feeling better about yourself. You actually just want to start eating better, you got a poor diet, managing your time. Perhaps even the feeling as though you deserve a raise or you want to change your job or occupation. So those, for me, are the most enjoyable, although I have seen several people gain their vision back, and several people have gained their hearing back.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, they did not come back for these reasons. They came in because of back hurt or some other kind of ailment. But, again, it's just a natural byproduct. And after you see it after a while, you do, at least from my perspective, kind of get used to it, more or less kind of expect great results. it's pretty endless. And the thing is, the individual who experiences this, they see the growth very quickly. So there's no frustration, really, for an individual who, many people come in and they want one or two certain specific things gone immediately. There's no patience. They want it now. And, that can be a lot of weight and pressure for a facilitator of any sort. But fortunately, with this process, with this work, it helps people come back up to speed very, very quickly.
Wow. Would you say this benefits people in any kind of physical repair that their body is in need of? It's going to aid in that?
Absolutely. So
wonderful.
Your 70 trillion cells are replicating constantly. So if we look at ourselves on a cellular level, you're either growing, expanding, expanding or you're going downhill. You cannot be one or the other. So the cells look towards something beneficial like food or away from something harmful like a toxin. When you're in alignment and you're in balance, all cells are spinning and replicating at a normal rate. As opposed to many people where you'll find issues with cancer and such, in abnormal cellular development. And so it's because the body's perceiving danger, it's a protected state, so it's doing things to protect itself, the natural byproduct.
Yes.
That's just kind of gone rampant.
I love it.
So,
I love it.
Go ahead.
Now, something I read on your website is Alphabiotics is a gentle head extension that instantly reboots your central nervous system, puts your body into alignment, and brings you into a peaceful alpha state. I love that. So let's say someone comes to you, a client comes to you. How long would you say, or does it vary, I would think, per individual? How long will they be able to remain in that peaceful alpha state?
Good question.
Thank you.
We are able to measure this balance through strength, and when they come in for the first visit, we'll show them. They'll experience, they'll feel it, they'll see it. So they definitely have an awareness that there's a problem. Then after the alignment, immediately we check them once again and they can see how things turn back on. We then invite them to come back for their follow-up visit within 2 to 3 days. So the average person holds alignment for about 48 to 72 hours at the beginning. And then as your body starts to entrain with this alignment, it's going to naturally want to start holding this balance longer periods of time. So the goal for me is to have them get off of this alignment process and extend the visit. So chiropractic adjustment holds about 20 minutes before something else goes out.
Wow.
And the alignment here does about 72 hours at the beginning. And then I'm able to get people to hold alignments in this day and age from 7 to 10 days on average, depending on their lifestyle and where they're at. If they're retired, the routine does not change too much. They're able to hold alignment longer periods of time.
Yes.
It takes about 2 to 3 months to get there.
Yes. I love that. I was really fascinated when you mentioned about vision and hearing. So let's say a client comes to you and they have some loss of hearing. Your session will help them with that and increase their hearing ability?
Well, I cannot guarantee any kind of result because that is not their body. So
right.
What their body decides to focus their life energy and fix first. Priority one is let's just say, for example, they're 2 days away from a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that, let's say, but the body knows that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no machine out there really having to say, okay, well, we have 2 days left before something traumatic happens. But the individual comes in saying, hey, my neck hurts, my back hurts. Well, that's where their attention is. So it's going to focus on whatever that body needs first before fixing the small and little things that probably brought their attention at the beginning, such as pain, which is just the communication that the body is out of alignment.
Yes.
So everybody's kind of different. It's just that the results are fast and people are able to see changes quite quickly. There's more peace. There is improvements that are self-thinking. 90% of this is negative. And we've known this for a long, long time. So 80% of our stress is mental. And 80% of our mental stress is how we talk to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we create our own problems oftentimes. And it's also because of how our parents, unknowingly, often would say things like no, stop, don't. And so all these negative words, the subconscious hears it, and there's no filter before the age of 5, so they just are gathering data. And that oftentimes is what's running by we're parenting ourselves. We've been what our parents parents are no longer around. And the alignment, when it occurs, slows down your system, go into an alpha state, and so you're more calm, inner-directed, natural state of peace. And people around will notice the difference. It's very common. You know, anxiety is a huge thing nowadays, and it's quite fascinating to see kids who are running all over the place, where the parents bring the kids in as well for alignment. The kids do incredibly well with it.
Oh.
Fascination turns them off. It's really fascinating to watch. That's one of my favorite things to see, how the kids are more manageable.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So the whole family can come in.
Oh, I insist that the family comes in. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so great.
One of the great things, too. I mean, you know, it's one of the greatest things to see is that when the families come in, you just see that everything functions better. The love fight between each other. I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's a wonderful time right now for couples to come in together. What I find is that when one person in a toxic marriage or a relationship, long-term relationship, maintains this alignment, they're starting the process, and the other partner doesn't want to support the process or they just want to see where they're at. Oftentimes, you'll see how one person wants to move forward in their life, and the other one will want to hold them back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's part of the life. It's part of the process.
Right.
But it is kind of fascinating to see when it happens.
Yes.
So if you're in a relationship, I highly recommend doing this together.
Oh, how fun. I love it. I love it. So if someone comes in for a session, is it like about an hour? How long are they with you?
It's less than 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. See, I wondered that because it sounds like it happens pretty quickly. So it's just an in and out, and it just goes to work that quickly. It makes that adjustment, correct?
It does. So what I found for myself, it's not required, but the way that I've done it is when someone comes in, the alignment takes about a minute or two. Oftentimes, I have more than one table, so that individual can stay on the table, integrates, everything kind of falls into, everything kind of melts away. And then 20 minutes later, if they decide to get another alignment, they're able to do so. You find that every 20 minutes, the system resets.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another piece to the puzzle when that second alignment comes around. It's a really incredible feeling.
Yes.
It's experiential. So the unfortunate thing is that no matter how I try to describe it, you know, many people try and box something in or try and come close to comparing to something they've experienced. You can't. You can't.
Yes.
You've got to experience it.
Yes. Yes. So, really, coming in and having this done for them, basically, it's just this beautiful coming into alignment, would you say?
It is. The more stressed you are, the more the contraction are in the muscles, the tighter you feel. And so when the alignment occurs, oftentimes people will feel it more often at the beginning. They'll feel where they're blocked. So you can actually feel your spine elongate. It'll go to the spots that are the weak points or the bothersome areas oftentimes first. And in time, it feels a lot easier, it's a lot smoother.
Yes.
So there's no contraindication. If the technique where, let's say, someone wants to become a professional golfer, so the golf swing takes, again, just a few seconds to perform. You know, even 30 seconds to a minute where they line up the feet, they're looking at the ball,
mm-hmm.
down the way. So to do that task, to do it professionally, takes years.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same approach in how we do the alignment. So it may seem simple when some people look at it. Sometimes chiropractors with many years of experience look at it and think they can just kind of do it and watching me after a few minutes, and they find very quickly that it's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very unique way of moving your body to deliver really impactful alignment.
Yes.
So the main thing with this work actually is spiritual. So we talked about physical, we talked about mental. It really comes down to spiritual. And what we're doing is we're basically helping people reconnect back to their own self. And the main thing really is to just turn off the roadblocks that they might have in front of them. And so you're better able to express yourself. All functions of your body are supposed to operate as well as convenient. And it's helping you use your life energy that, the greater person above us has given us.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. This is so fascinating. How can we learn more, David? What do you recommend?
Well, contact me. I can send you a booklet explaining a bit more about the process and the reasons why it's so impactful today. If you are in the Los Angeles area, or if you're in another area and you would like to get a hold of an Alpha Bioticist, you can go to alphabioticinfo.com, or you can contact me through my website at alphabioticstudio.com, and I'll be happy to help you in answering any questions or leading to another Alpha Bioticist that might be in your hometown.
Yes, yes, I love it. I love it. And you mentioned what you have going on there near the Tahoe area in Nevada. So do you go to Nevada once a month or something?
Yes, so it's brand new. It's in Nevada City, just outside of Tahoe. And in California, fortunately, there are more Alpha Bioticists than any other state out here. There aren't many of us around. There's probably about 60 of us certified. And so there's a group who have just been certified in teaching and educating this process. And it's I think on Alpha Biotic Info, it should have the information at alphabioticacademy.com. But if you Google, you'll probably be able to easily find it. I believe the cost is $9,000. It's an 8-month program, as far as I know. It's once a month, the 3 days a month. And it is money, time, and energy well spent, let me tell you.
How exciting! How exciting! How well known do you believe Alpha Biotics is in the country at this point?
I don't think it's very well known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally had not heard of it. And until we connected. So I'm thinking this is really, even though it has, it originated in the 1920s, it's something that really is exciting and just kind of coming out there, isn't it?
It is. It's grassroots. People that know about acupuncture here within the last 50 years. And it's been around for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic really just kind of started, just several generations ago, from other people opening up universities, doing their own methodology in chiropractic. The family, by the last name of Crane, had originated and modified and perfected this process. They taught people since 1984, but just like anything, there's an attrition rate. So many people, they like the process, and they didn't leave with their families, or that they found something else in the line of work. It's, so it's an 80% attrition rate in most banks, restaurants and such, and Alpha Bioticist is no different. So it's grassroots, getting out there and really kind of promoting it and helping people in a new way. Many people take some time for them to experience new things. It's just the way that we are. We're skeptical. Our attention span is limited, so it's But the reward is huge. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You can help so many people. It's a wonderful living.
Yes, yes. And, you know, what a wonderful journey to be on. What a wonderful thing, David, you know, to be in a line of work that can do so much for others. It's so beautiful. It just fills the heart.
And well needed. Mm-hmm. Really well needed.
Yes. And it's exciting for all of us that there are more and more awesome modalities coming out that we're learning about and we can bring into our lives. It's really exciting.
It is. It's a wonderful time in our lives. We got some changes throughout our nation. I think people are, the pot has been stirred, and it's time to show up in our own lives. I think it's a wonderful time to bring something to, because it's hands-on. You're getting the word out. I mean, Reiki is absolutely wonderful. I think there's only more people doing it.
Yes.
More people doing holistic work.
Love it. Love it. With just a couple minutes left of the show, David, what last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
Well, it's an enjoyable ride if you're taking advantage of what you're seeing in front of you. This opportunity to expand your life and improve on what you already have. Time goes quick, and how you use your energy is up to you. So I think, just like many things, make it up. Enjoy the process. Take responsibility for what happens. Be patient with yourself and have a good time.
Yes.
That's all I can really kind of say at this point.
I love it.
Enjoy.
I love it. Yes. Enjoy the moment. I love it. I love it. I'm so happy we connected. David, thank you so much for this fantastic show.
Oh, thank you so much, Paula. It was a pleasure.
Oh, I'm so honored. Love, hugs, and blessings to you and to all our listeners out there. Thank you for joining us today. And please check out my new television show on WBTVN.tv. The name of my show is Choices, Finding Your Joy. I'm just so grateful for what my radio career has led, and me too, now in TV. So I'm just thrilled to share with others, amazing people on both networks. So love, hugs, and blessings to everyone. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Take care, everyone.